absolutely have to hit that note with the kind of wistful, half-high look on your face. Like you're looking off into the distance, admiring the stars as you...
That's called a bend.
Oh, thank you.
We airbend very well.
All right, very good. Joining us now, we have Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Great to have you. Okay, we got a lot of big news to get to, but there has been no bigger news in Escambia County in the last couple of weeks than the pigs. The pig story, to my way, this is a biblical, almost like Jesus casting demons into the legion of pigs kind of. Tell this story because it's amazing.
So 3 or 4 weeks ago, this started with communication from an individual in the Cottage Hill area of Escambia County, which is just north of Cantonment. And they were running what they deemed to be a swine rescue. And they communicated that, listen, and we've had previous communications with this group before. And but they called and communicated to John Robinson, said, listen, I'm fixing to have some medical stuff going on, and so I'm giving you all these pigs. Well, like I said, we don't want the pigs. I'm not going to take the pigs. That's not what we do. And I said, well, on this particular date, that's it. So we're going to stop feeding them. And so when you stop feeding them, what they do is they break out and they start rummaging through the neighborhoods and the streets looking for food, of course. And so John Robinson got in gear, and he started communicating with all of his partners throughout the southeast and other places, and communicated with our livestock officer, and we found some places in Alabama. And so they started loading them up and moving them over to Alabama. And we thought initially 250-ish. Turns out it was 608-ish.
I like how your census numbers are a little fluid.
Yeah. And some of those were, and they didn't have like 6 or 7 Razorbacks involved in this. And so it was, you know, it's one of those things. And I said to them, guys, every we run into things that just hit you out of nowhere like this.
Yeah.
That you have to react to and respond to. But they did a great job. John stayed calm. He's very well respected in his area of expertise and has numerous contacts throughout the country even.
For people who don't know, John Robinson is the director of animal services. He runs the shelter. Go ahead. People may not know the name.
Yeah, so he was able to coordinate this move, and those guys, they worked hard to accomplish this. They're already understaffed. They're struggling right now with staffing issues there at Animal Services, but they were successful, and it was had a good ending.
So two questions that I had. First of all, actually three. Somebody told me we sent pigs down to the Everglades. Is there any truth to that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so all to Alabama. Okay. Second question is, how big of a, I don't know, area are we talking about? Did they have like a farm with a fence, or was it just a big, you know, like wilderness area? Like, how did they have it in the first place?
It was a large acreage area. I'm not sure the exact acreage, but it was a large acreage area. And I don't know how they came about all these pigs.
Okay.
Some of them were, you know, some of them were pot-bellied half-breed pigs, and they're really not the kind of they're not the Compart Duroc pig that you cook ribs out of. It's not that wasn't those kind of pigs.
Oh, so, because that was my first thought: how hard can it be to get rid of bacon? You know, but you know.
Yeah. Well, wasn't exactly that kind of quality pig, but anyway.
Okay.
We dealt with them, and we got them moved.
And 10 days, right? It took 10 days to do all this.
Yeah, about that. Yeah, about 10 days.
Kind of talk about the unheralded work of the county, right? That's just amazing. 600 plus
absolutely.
Pigs.
Absolutely.
Well, I just wanted to make sure people heard that story because it's funny, but it's also like, you know, weird problems that come up as a result of somebody thinking they're doing a good thing over time, and then all of a sudden, you know, things change. Wes Moreno, hang on for just a second. Let's get Candy in here with Traffic on the Pigs.
I kind of want some, but I absolutely so it could lead that way because I have so many cats. Never mind how many, Wes. As we, I know, don't arrest me. Looks like the back gate and the front gate are both doing fine now at Pensacola NAS. And thank you so much for texting that in. If you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative local pigs.
That's right. So one thing is you've been working on the budget. Where are you in that process?
We are balanced. We have a balanced budget. It has been a long iteration. It is a large budget. It will be about a $700 million budget.
Wow.
I've met with every department director. I've met with myself and Stefan and some of his staff. We've met with every single department director and their finance person. We've gone through every line item in every department, and it's been a lot of work. I think our directors did a fantastic job in their requests. Nobody submitted anything crazy. They were all very realistic and very even keeled in their requests. And so I appreciate their cooperation, their effort, just did a great job. But we're balanced. And so we'll start buttoning up and putting budget books together and doing the things that we have to do. And we'll be ready for July to present that budget.
I don't know the great way to ask this question, but in the past, we have budgeted for positions that we were unable to fill, a lot of positions that were like hundreds of positions that we were unable to fill. And it always seemed to me like that was kind of a problem for the budget. And, you know, how much of that gap has been closed where you just aren't budgeting for those positions and therefore the budget can be reduced, but it's not, you're not really getting rid of people. You're getting rid of the openings for people that never turned up anyway. Does this question make sense?
Yeah, so, you know, this time last year we had over 400 vacancies. I think we've been able to cut that to around 300 vacancies, maybe a little less than that. Out of those, 156 of those positions early on in the budget process were positions that actually affected the general fund. And those are the ones that we were looking at, the ones that affected the general fund, the ones affected Fund 175, which is the gas tax.
Okay.
So we were looking at those positions. So there are some of those that we eliminated.
Okay.
There are some that we did not fund. We're not going to, you know, they're there, but we're not going to fund them.
Right.
And some of the directors said, well, listen, we're okay not funding them, but we'd hate to lose them. Because honestly, once you lose a position, it's hard to get it back. And you got to remember that a lot of our departments, like Public Works,
Corrections.
They're budgeted the same amount of folks and corrections. That's forever. Since 2002, we've not increased personnel in some of these departments. And so, you know, it's easy to cut positions, but it's hard to get them back. So we're not funding them. And then in fire and EMS, we've increased positions.
Right.
At 18, we're budgeting for an increase anyway. Of 18 positions in EMS because we have new trucks coming in, and 21 positions in fire because we want to add some paid fire structure there in Molino and a couple other areas. So we're trying to meet the need there in public safety.
And pay raises and for the lieutenants safety. Going now, right, too? Isn't that finally in?
Yeah, that is in. That is in effect now, so it will continue to be part of the budget.
Good.
We're working hard to balance the budget, but also improve areas that we know need improvement, and get better and better from those areas.
I wanted to ask you. We've got a good news note coming up. I'll get to that in a second. But any progress on OLF-8 meetings, conversations, anything there that we ought to know about?
Actually, there's a meeting today. There's a meeting this morning over at the Central Office Complex. D.R. Horton and Sterling are coming in, and myself and Allison Rogers and development services staff and engineering staff and traffic staff. We'll all get in the room and we'll meet. And we have some questions, and I know they have plenty of questions. And we'll just kind of see where we land at and what the outcome is.
All right. So I'm one day early for the question. Fair enough. Because tomorrow would be the, hey, what happened kind of question. Tomorrow we're opening up a new boat ramp in Perdido, right?
Absolutely, yep. That's a good news thing. It's been a lot of hard work involved in that. We got some restore money in there, a lot of grant money involved in that project, and it'll be a good project, a big project there in District 1, and I know it'll be, when it gets completed, it'll really be a great asset for the citizens there.
Very cool. And I'm going to just take 10 seconds to bend your ear about something that you and I had talked about previously before. But Commissioner May was talking about how good it is to have these students, especially all of the interns that y'all have working for you, that they can ride the bus for free because of that, you know, provision to let kids ride the bus for free. And I'll just put I'll just put one more plug in for, I think we ought to try an experiment where we let the buses be for free for everybody and then do a route study. And then reconfigure and let the buses be for free and do a route study in order to find out, you know, what is really the best ideal version of the buses when there's no constraints on people using them other than, you know, whether they can get on them or not. So, you know, I mentioned it to you before, but I'm reminding that I'd love to see us try something like this.
Well, there's always some talk about that idea. It does get quite a bit of conversation. And
oh, great.
And you will also see the results of a route study coming to the board. Possibly in July, maybe first part of August.
Oh, okay. All right. I know it's been in the process. Okay.
Yeah, we're kind of going through that right now as well.
Very cool. Well, Wes Moreno, he is responsible for running Escambia County at the direction of the Board of County Commissioners. He is the county administrator. Wes, thanks for all that you do. Thanks for all that your people do. Thanks for the entertaining and amazing story of the pigs this week, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll see you, Andrew.